Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Coffee Break French, Season 4, Episode 15. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Moi, je m'appelle Marc.
Toujours ?
Toujours !
Ah oui, ben moi, je m'appelle toujours Pierre Benoît.
Et nous sommes de retour avec encore un épisode de Coffee Break French.
Super !
Nous sommes très contents d'être ici encore une fois avec vous.
Très bien Marc, alors tu as passé un bon week-end ?
Oui, en fait, je viens de rentrer. J'ai passé une semaine à Strasbourg, en France, et c'était super.
Très bien, ça s'est bien passé.
Très bien passé. En fait, j'y vais deux fois par an, et je passe une semaine avec des jeunes écossais qui vont au Parlement européen à Strasbourg pour participer à un débat.
Alors, vous parlez tous en français, je suppose ?
On parle tous en français, en fait. Ils utilisent aussi les autres langues qu'ils apprennent à l'école.
Ouais.
Donc, des fois, un peu d'allemand, de l'espagnol, de l'italien, parce que à ce débat, il y a des jeunes de tous les pays membres de l'Union européenne.
Super, ça doit être très intéressant.
Très intéressant.
D'accord.
Par contre, je suis de retour et nous sommes ici pour travailler un petit peu avec vous.
Alors, travaillons.
Exactement. Donc, comme d'habitude, nous allons écouter notre texte en entier. This week, we are listening to a text from Gabrielle, who's writing to her friend Mathieu. And if this happens to be the first episode of Coffee Break French that you've ever listened to, then you might be a little confused. We're following the story of Mathieu and Gabrielle, Sylvie and her mom Monique, and each week they write an email to each other. So this week it's Gabrielle's turn to write her email to her friend Mathieu. Let's listen to the text now.
Salut Mathieu, comment vas-tu? Je viens de finir de lire ton email à l'instant même. Mais dis-moi, qu'est-ce que tu attends pour l'inviter à sortir un soir? Ne perds pas ton temps. Rappelle-toi ce qui s'est passé la dernière fois avec Valérie. Tu as tellement attendu avant de faire le premier pas qu'elle t'est passée sous le nez. Tu ne vas pas te faire avoir encore une fois. Et puis franchement, qu'est-ce que tu as à perdre? Ce n'est pas comme si elle travaillait avec toi et que tu devais affronter son regard tous les jours au bureau. Alors, promets-moi de ne pas attendre et d'aller lui parler le plus rapidement possible. Invite-la au restaurant, ou simplement prendre un café si tu préfères. Enfin, peu importe, mais parle-lui dès que tu en as l'occasion. Et puis surtout, n'oublie pas de m'en parler. Si je suis ta confidente, je dois être la première au courant. Bon, sinon, pas grand-chose de bien nouveau ici à Rennes. Je suis beaucoup moins stressée que la dernière fois. Le travail s'est calmé. Du coup, j'ai beaucoup plus de temps pour sortir, voir du monde et faire des choses un peu plus intéressantes. Le week-end dernier, avec ma sœur, nous sommes partis en escapade. Comme les prévisions météo avaient l'air plutôt clémentes, nous avons pris la voiture le samedi matin et nous sommes allés à Saint-Malo. Nous avons passé la journée à nous balader dans la ville. Nous nous sommes fait plaisir en mangeant dans une crêperie pour le déjeuner. Ensuite, nous sommes allés à la plage. Il faisait assez chaud pour que certaines personnes se baignent. Pas moi, bien sûr. Tu me connais. Il faut que l'eau soit à 19 degrés minimum pour que je me baigne. Mais nous avons quand même mis les pieds dans la Manche. Le soir, nous avions réservé une chambre dans une chambre d'hôte où les propriétaires étaient très accueillants. Le petit déjeuner était un régal. Le dimanche matin, nous sommes allés dans le village de Roténeuf. Il se situe non loin de Saint-Malo et c'est un lieu magique. En bord de mer, on peut voir des centaines de visages, de formes, de figurines et d'animaux taillés dans la pierre. Je te le recommande fortement si tu n'y es jamais allé. C'est superbe. En ce qui concerne Thomas, nous sommes allés boire un verre mercredi dernier. Cela s'est bien passé, mais depuis, c'est silence radio. Bon, dépêche-toi d'aller accoster cette jeune femme et surtout, tiens-moi au courant. À bientôt. Bise, Gabriel.
Et voilà, un texte de Gabriel avec plein d'expressions intéressantes.
Oui, et surtout avec des verbes au passé, passé composé, je crois, imparfait aussi, enfin vraiment.
Ouais, et même des plus que parfaits.
Non.
Mais si.
Parfait alors.
Okay, what happens now, of course, is that I go through the text in English to help you understand what Gabriel has been talking about. Of course, we're sure that you've understood a lot already, but let's have a listen to our explanation of the text in English. She begins by reacting immediately to Mathieu's tale of his encounter with Sylvie on the station platform. She asks him what he's waiting for.
Qu'est-ce que tu attends pour l'inviter à sortir un soir?
She doesn't want the same thing to happen this time as has happened in the past when he has been interested in a girl. Gabriel really thinks that Mathieu has nothing to lose in this situation. She wants him to invite her out for a meal or even just go for a coffee with her. The most important thing is that he speaks to her whenever he next has the opportunity. And regardless of what happens, Gabriel wants to be the first to know.
Je dois être la première au courant.
She goes on to say that there's nothing much new in Rennes. She's had a bit more time on her hands, so she's taken advantage of that and has been getting out and about a little more. In fact, she set off last weekend with her sister for a little jaunt to Saint-Malo, since the weather forecast was looking good. They had a lovely time together, wandering around the town, eating lunch in a crêperie, and even heading to the beach. Some people were daring enough to venture into the water, but Gabrielle insists that the water has to be at a minimum of 19 degrees. And just to be clear, that's Celsius, not Fahrenheit. It would be about 66 degrees Fahrenheit for her to go for a swim. They did have a paddle nonetheless. They stayed in a little bed and breakfast, and the owners were lovely, as was the breakfast the following day. They spent the Sunday in the village of Roté-Neuf, where they took a boat trip and saw some amazing sights. Having updated Mathieu on her weekend with her sister, Gabrielle also mentions the famous Thomas. It seems that she went for a drink with him last Wednesday, but since then he's not been back in touch. We'll no doubt find out in a future episode if there are any further developments with Gabrielle and Thomas, and indeed with Mathieu and Sylvie. Alors, comme d'habitude, tu as choisi quelques expressions.
Eh bien, comme d'habitude, j'en ai choisi quatre, Marc.
Alors, tu veux bien nous en parler?
Oui, la première.
Écoutons-la.
Rappelle-toi ce qui s'est passé la dernière fois avec Valérie.
Oh, a good one. Because we're talking about remembering. And there are two main ways to remember in French.
Yeah, they're quite tricky, Mark.
They both are, because they're similar but different at the same time. So using here Gabrielle is saying, rappelle-toi ce qui s'est passé la dernière fois avec Valérie. Remember what happened last time with Valérie. And the verb here is...
se rappeler.
Now that's interesting because it's se rappeler. And then what almost always follows se rappeler?
Que.
Yeah, so it's to remember that something happened. Je me rappelle que tu étais là. I remember that you were there. Or, in something similar to here, je me rappelle ce qui s'est passé. I remember what happened. Je me rappelle ce que j'ai fait. I remember what I did. So what's following is a clause. What's following is a que and another part of a sentence.
Indeed, yeah.
And that's different from the other verb that we use for to remember. And that verb is...
se souvenir de quelque chose.
Yeah. So what I want you to remember here is imagine you are on holiday, on vacation, and you buy a souvenir to help you remember the holiday. So you're remembering the holiday. You're remembering something. You're remembering some noun, for example. You're remembering the heat. You're remembering the place. You're remembering the food. You're remembering the people.
Exactly, Mark. Like, tu te souviens des vacances.
So you remember the holidays.
Tu te souviens des gens.
You remember the people.
Oh, je me souviens du soleil.
I remember the sun.
Je me souviens de la nourriture et des restaurants.
So I remember the food and the restaurants. But each time here, we're talking about se souvenir de quelque chose. And that's different from se rappeler quelque chose. Je me rappelle que tu es venu en vacances avec nous.
Oui, je me rappelle qu'il faisait chaud.
Mm-hmm. So I remember that you came on holiday with me or with us, and I remember that it was warm. So you're remembering a fact, you're remembering something, you're remembering, in fact, a clause that comes after that.
But can we not miss out ce souvenir can also be used with que and a clause? Je me souviens qu'il faisait très chaud.
Exactly. And what we really need to think about here is that if you're getting confused about se rappeler and se souvenir de, your safest thing is to use se souvenir, because it can work with both.
Yeah.
You can say se souvenir de quelque chose or se souvenir que quelque chose est arrivé.
Mm-hmm.
So se souvenir works for both,
yeah.
But se rappeler is a little more specific.
Yeah, and can I say, even if you find it a wee bit difficult, just a tiny bit, I have heard French people making mistakes with je me rappelle and then using a de after it.
Oh, c'est affreux.
Mm-hmm.
Affreux. Mm-hmm. Okay, but here, this the phrase that Gabriel is saying is rappelle-toi ce qui s'est passé la dernière fois avec Valérie. Remember what happened the last time. And rappelle-toi is actually an imperative of a reflexive verb.
Mm-hmm.
So, je me rappelle, rappelle-toi. Another example, appelle-moi, call me. So, appelle-moi quand tu rentreras. So, call me when you get home. And quand tu rentreras, a nice future tense there. Appelle-moi. So, rappelle-toi, remember. Or, souviens-toi de quelque chose. Souviens-toi de tout ce qui s'est passé.
Oh, souviens-toi de nos vacances,
exactement.
Souviens-toi qu'il faisait beau, etc.
So, a nice use of remember in English, which is a little complicated to translate into French. Okay, we're going to take a short break there, and we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break French, there's still opportunities for you to keep up your French practice on social media. Just search for Coffee Break French on Facebook, where we post regular language and cultural content. We're Learn French on Twitter, and you can come behind the scenes with the Coffee Break team on Instagram, where we're Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Okay, your next expression that you've chosen.
Alors, promets-moi de ne pas attendre et d'aller lui parler le plus rapidement possible.
Intéressant. Pourquoi est-ce que tu as choisi cette phrase?
I like it. Ok, you've got promettre, promets-moi.
So promise me.
Mm-hmm. And it's followed by?
De.
Mm-hmm. But I like the fact that de is mentioned once and it's mentioned a second time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you with me?
Yeah,
in
absolutely.
English, the second one might very often might be omitted.
Yeah. So promise me not to wait and to go to speak to him as quickly as possible. To speak to her, uh-huh. of course, as quickly as possible. So promise me that you won't wait and you'll go. So we would potentially drop the that in here. But in French, we need to say promets-moi de faire ça et de faire ça. Mm-hmm.
And in English, if you had used the infinitives, the second two might have gone as well because you've got your and.
Yeah.
Promise me to go and speak. And not just to speak.
Yeah.
Interesting, isn't it?
So that's promettre à quelqu'un de faire quelque chose.
Oui.
So to promise someone that you will do something.
Right, and remember, folks, okay, souvenez-vous, okay, de cela, des différences, okay, between the two languages, okay, you need to promise me that.
Rappelez-vous que ça existe, ces différences entre les deux, entre les deux langues.
Promettez-moi de faire attention et de bien utiliser ces structures.
Bravo. Ok, passons à la troisième expression, et en fait, il y en a deux, c'est 3A et 3B.
Ah.
Écoutons.
Il faisait assez chaud pour que certaines personnes se baignent.
So that's the first part of this one. Il faisait assez chaud pour que certaines personnes se baignent. Ou bien pour que certaines personnes puissent se baigner.
Oui.
So it was hot enough for some people to go swimming. And let's listen to the next one.
Il faut que l'eau soit à 19 degrés minimum pour que je me baigne.
So the water needs to be 19 degrees minimum, centigrade, of course, for me to go swimming.
Yeah, and that's why I chose the pour que, the two sentences with pour que, because I think in English we'd have for me to swim.
Yeah, because normally we would use pour que talking about an aim, an objective.
Yeah, with a view to doing something, am I right?
Yeah, so tu m'as téléphoné pour que je sache ce qui se passe.
Oui, très bien.
So you phoned me so that I know what's happening.
Yeah.
But this is different.
Yes, I think it's really different here, and it's because of the assez with the weather there.
Okay, so it was warm enough for some people to go in swimming.
That's it. For me to swim or for some people to swim, yeah.
So in this case, it's not so much the aim or the objective, it's more as a consequence of...
Yeah, like as a result.
Yeah.
As a result of the weather being nice, being sunny.
I was able to go in swimming.
Yeah.
So let's think of another example. Perhaps we can stick with weather.
Uh-huh. So il faisait assez beau pour que les enfants puissent jouer dehors.
So the weather was nice enough so that the children... We're able to play outside, but that sounds wrong. So what we're going to say is it was nice enough for the children to play outside. But in French, we're needing that pour que. And again, it's the consequence, it's the result, as opposed to the objective.
The result from the weather.
Yes, mm-hmm. The weather didn't decide, I'm going to be nice so that those children can play outside.
No, that's it. It's more like a reason, like a repercussion, a consequence.
Ok, très bien, très intéressant. Et une dernière expression peut-être.
Ah oui.
Le petit déjeuner était un régal.
Oh là là.
Ah oui, mais c'est dégoûtant Marc, parce que là je commence à avoir faim.
Moi aussi. Le petit déjeuner était un régal en fait, un régal.
Un régal, ça vient du verbe régaler ou se régaler.
Qu'on a déjà vu.
Oui, je me suis régalé l'autre jour quand ta femme m'a fait à manger, je me suis régalé, c'était excellent.
So I had an absolute feast when your wife made me some dinner. Mm-hmm. So se régaler and un régal. It was an absolute feast. It was a feast fit for a king, perhaps.
Yeah, it was a
which
delight.
Is nice, because, of course, régal may indeed have a regal sense.
Rex, regis in Latin.
Indeed. So a feast fit for a king, un régal.
Un régal, oui.
Et voilà, c'est fini pour aujourd'hui, en fait.
C'est passé très vite, dis donc.
Ouais, mais avant de finir, nous allons quand même faire une petite explication de tout le matériel supplémentaire, comme d'habitude.
Bien sûr.
So if you would like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then please remember you can subscribe to our premium version of this course, and that will give you the access to all our transcripts of these lessons, and therefore you'll be able to follow every single word we say, both in French and in English. The transcripts are available along with the members' version of the audio, which runs to over 30 minutes of explanations of all the language contained in this lesson. Find out more about this at coffeebreakfrench.com and click on the link for Season 4. Et aussi, rappelez-vous que vous pouvez aller sur notre site Facebook, enfin notre page Facebook pour Coffee Break French, et parler et discuter et utiliser votre français avec d'autres étudiants de français de tous les coins du monde.
Il faut donc nous promettre d'aller sur cette page et de laisser un petit commentaire peut-être, un petit message.
Tout à fait. Allez, c'est tout pour aujourd'hui. Merci beaucoup comme d'habitude et à très bientôt.
À la prochaine, salut.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.